With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The arrest warrants have been signed, and Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering fugitive Democrat lawmakers to return home. They fled the state, denying Republicans the quorum they need to vote on revised congressional maps. Abbott says the Democrats are putting their jobs at risk and shortchanging their constituents.
Our fellow Texans are being let down and not getting the flood relief they need because these Democrats have absconded from the responsibility, and I believe they have forfeited their seats in the state legislature because they're not doing the job they were elected to do.
The governor, a guest on America's Newsroom on the Fox News Channel. America's top law enforcement officer ordering an investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe.
I'm leaving the criminal charges to the Department of Justice.
Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard last month, she released documents aimed at undermining the legitimacy of the investigation that established Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election on behalf of President Trump.
The expressed intent and what followed afterward can only be described as a years-long coup and a treasonous conspiracy.
Attorney General Pam Bondi's ordered a Justice Department investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe, directing a prosecutor to begin presenting evidence to a grand jury. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Los Padres National Forest, the scene of California's largest wildfires, having burned more than 72,000 acres so far, threatening hundreds of homes. Air quality across the upper Midwest, the Great Lakes, parts of the Northeast is suffering because of smoke being generated by Canadian wildfires. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures 68 points higher, and the S&P futures are up 12 points. This is SRN News. Gay pride events are going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats have filed suit accusing President Trump of intimidating health care providers by threatening to remove federal funding for sex change operations on children. The complaint comes after a month in which at least eight major hospitals and hospital systems announced that they would no longer perform the procedures on people under the age of 18. The lawsuit has been filed by attorneys general from 15 states and the District of Columbia, plus the governor of Pennsylvania. This is SRN News. An NFL star running back says he has too much to do to join President Trump's Sports and Fitness Advisory Council.
Saquon Barkley has declined an invitation to join President Trump's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition. The council is being revitalized under an executive order that also reestablishes the presidential fitness test for American children. Barkley, a standout player for the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, was on a list with other sports personalities. Barkley explained Monday that he declined due to a busy schedule. Trump reestablished the fitness test last week, a program that began in 1966 but was phased out during the Obama administration. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
NATO has started coordinating regular deliveries of large weapons packages to Ukraine, much of the material purchased from the U.S. More details at srnnews.com.